Picnic, picnic.
Hi, this is Adriana, and today I am reading Dear Moon by Stephen Wonderly, illustrator Maria Luisa Di Gravio. Dear Moon, we built a rocket. We are coming for you from Max and Eli. It just keeps moving, Max says, and then another day comes. We could try to stop it, Eli suggests. Then I won't have to leave so soon. We want to have a word with you, Max shouts at the moon. Face to face, man to man, in the moon. We need you to stay where you are. You think we can make him stay put? Eli asks. Max glares at the moon. I have a plan. This is going to work, Max shouts. Max and Eli launch into the night, beyond the trees and the stars, to lasso the moon. Almost. We tried, Eli says. Thanks anyway. I guess there's no stopping the moon, or the next day from coming, or me going to the hospital. We're not giving up, Max says. I have another plan. These bicycle tubes should do the trick. Blast off! Got you now, Eli yells. Nobody messes with my best friend, Max. Oh, no. Now you've done it, Moon. Stop, shouts Max. Thanks for trying, Eli says, but I don't think the moon ever stops. I won't give up, Max says, not even till the end of the end of the very end of the world. I wish you could go with me to the hospital, whispers Eli. Me too, Max says. Are you afraid? A little, says Eli. You want me to be afraid for you so you don't have to? Asks Max. Okay, says Eli. Thanks. The early morning moon is watching. Somehow, it seems closer to Max and Eli than the hospital. Eli looks at it one last time. See you soon, Moon. Max marches home. He has a new plan. If the moon won't stop, maybe I can make it move faster, thinks Max. Better run, Moon. I will scare you. Go, Moon, go. And don't come back without Eli. It's no use. The moon moves along, same as always. Same, same, same. One night, the moon is so close, Max can almost touch it. Okay, says Max. No more scaring. Let's be friends. Can you see Eli from up there? I know you can. Is he okay? Does he hurt? Does he miss me? Will you make sure he comes home? The moon glows a little more. Sometimes it's hard to understand the moon. The nights go by. The day arrives. Eli rolls out with a new haircut. Cool, says Max. Your head looks like the moon. My eyebrows are gone too, and my new wheelchair has a motor. Bzzz, sputters Eli as he spins in circles. I had a word with the moon, says Max. I told him to make sure you are okay. Eli smiles. I think I'll be seeing him in person soon. I'm going with you, Max says. We'll build a new rocket with super blasters. Max and Eli make the best rocket ever. It takes a long time. 3, 2, 1, up, up, up. Bump. The rocket nudges the sleepy moon. Eli walks onto the moon and waves goodbye. The moon glows brighter. The rocket floats back down to Earth, landing safely with Max on board. Max puts on his favorite mask and cries the sadness out. It takes time. Then he shoots a note to the moon. Dear Moon, I'll be watching you.